evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stover.
I'm Marvelous Nsanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the death of Zulu King Bekoto Wilson Eswatini, and other issues.
Health workers in Zimbabwe say they are worried about the slow pace of the country's COVID-19 vaccination program for frontline workers. As of Thursday, according to the state-controlled media, fewer than 36,000 people had received shots in the first phase of Zimbabwe's campaign to vaccinate some of the healthcare workers.
Columbus Mavunga has this report from Harare.
As of Thursday, fewer than 36,000 people had received shots in the first phase of Zimbabwe's campaign to vaccinate frontline workers like doctors and nurses against COVID-19. Zimbabwe received a donation of 200,000 vaccine doses from the Chinese company Sinopharm in February. But Dr. Johannes Marisa says health workers are skeptical of the Sinopharm vaccine, which is in the final stages of testing.
They are concerned that probably they may develop some unknown side effects. The drug is still in stage 3 of the clinical trials. So that's one thing that is of great concern.
Some health workers who hesitated at first have changed their minds and gotten inoculated with the Sinopharm vaccine, which Zimbabwe's government says has an efficacy rate of between 76% and 86%.
Protect myself and to protect other people from contracting and spreading the COVID-19 virus.
Still, a survey by Zimbabwe's College of Public Health Physicians says 49% of Zimbabweans do not trust that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government will provide them with a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine. The country's Association of Doctors for Human Rights says that partly explains the low acceptance of the Sinopharm vaccine by health workers.
We need the Minister of Health to have an effective communication department so that people are given the information regarding this vaccine, about its safety, about its effectiveness, and dispel all those myths and misconceptions which are surrounding these vaccines.
The government says the vaccination program is well on course and says it expects to receive more vaccine doses from abroad.
Progress has been registered in receiving the second donation of 200,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine from China, a donation of 75,000 doses of the inactivated Covaxin from India, and another donation of 20,000 doses of Sputnik V vaccine from Russia.
Zimbabwe's government plans to immunize 60% of the country's estimated 14 million people in hopes of achieving herd immunity by end of the year. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
And President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised that he will be vaccinated in the next phase of the program together with several other ministers. Here is what he said about this issue.
Social media was saying that the leadership will not be vaccinated. On that particular day, with various engagements. So I informed my minister, the vice president, to get the first jab. Who's got anyone? The vaccine is safe. That is what it is. Because the vaccine is right. It is safe. The vice president of the party, vice president of the republic, is the first jab. He is still here. My cabinet and myself, in two weeks, when the next confinement comes, I'll be vaccinated. You'll be vaccinated and then I'll have the minister when I move on.
So that's the president of Zimbabwe talking about vaccinating people in the country. And we know that more than 1,460 people have died of COVID-19 in the country. Over 36,000 have contracted the disease since March last year. In USA, President Joseph Biden has just signed a $1.9 trillion stimulus package, which includes funding for the country's vaccination program. We have this report from one of our correspondents.
It has been a year since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 as a global pandemic. Since then, more than 2.6 million people have died around the world, 530,000 of them in the United States.
We all lost something, a collective suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us.
In his first primetime address Thursday, on the 50th day of his term, President Joe Biden outlined the steps his administration is taking to defeat the virus, including exceeding his own target of 100 vaccine shots in his first 100 days.
We're actually on track to reach this goal of 100 million shots in arms on my 60th day in office. No other country in the world has done this.
Biden said he is directing all states to make all American adults eligible to get the vaccine by the 1st of May. But he is facing a number of challenges, including vaccine hesitancy among some Americans and state governments ignoring federal health protocol guidelines, including Texas, which recently lifted its mask mandate.
A mask, the easiest thing to do to save lives. Sometimes it divides us. States pitted against one another, instead of working with each other.
Analysts say divided views on vaccines and health protocols have been caused by politicization, particularly during the early days of the pandemic.
People have been getting such mixed messages about public health, and the climate has been so polarized that there is a really distressing lack of public faith in science, in public health messaging. It's really understandable given the mixed messages that people have heard, but I think it's one of the lasting harms that's been done.
Earlier Thursday, Biden signed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill into law. The stimulus package was passed by Congress without Republican support.
This isn't a rescue bill. It isn't a relief bill. It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic.
Biden will travel the country next week to tout the law bringing COVID-19 relief in what his administration calls the Help Is Here tour. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
Khonapha ke kwele Melika njalo le Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19 kuzobuya ke lokubhubha kwenkosi yakwaZulu uKing Zwelithini. So ke nxa sikhangela ke abantu sebabulawa COVID-19 marvelous eZimbabwe bafika 1460 kunale sibilukazane ngabantu sebathathwa umkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi abedlula 36,000 sebabanjwa iCOVID-19. Nxa sikhangela emhlabeni wonke jikelele 120 million kwanapo abantu sebabanjwa iCOVID-19 kuthi abedlula 2.6 million sebabhubha. So ke umkhuhlane lo uyachaya kunye okumangalisayo. Sibonele umongameli Joseph Biden phuma la kuleyo kuthiwa yipackage ye-stimulus lapho ngani kule mali okumele unikwa abantu marvelous imali leyo inikwa abantu ukuthi baphephe phela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuzobuya futhi eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi kula bantu abalutshwane asebehlatshiwe roughly about 36,000 So, Kayanzan Gulabanya Bay Sabai. Remember, it's 200,000 doses as I were 3 weeks ago, but only 36,000 people have been inoculated. So, Unemo Kona, Jarosa Kulma, when you have a scat, Unjalumas.
I walk now with Jango for Kingdom Spoon. What's no Kingdom is the name Faro? Nasi to Kinder Rambiri, Sarasanya, even the COVID 19 to one of the Paris, you know, Munika Kunyawea, Mutakaona. Nika yeZimbabwe ichiwana iyo 200,000 doses ye Sinopharm vaccine parishino pane vanhu 36,000 chete vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba iyi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika pamusoro penhomba iyoyo tichiona kuti hurumende yakataura iyo ndakataura naamai Monica Mutsvangwa mutauriri wehurumende yeZimbabwe vachitaura ivo vanovaivo vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachitaura ivo kuti ivo nevamwewo vemuhurumende zvichisanganisira mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vachibayiwawo nhomba iyoyo yeSinopharm vaccine pamavhiki pachauya mamwe madosis 200,000 ari kubva iwo kuChina. Saka tichange takatarisa kuti zvichafamba sei tichaisa zvakare kuti panguva ino takaona nezviro mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden vachiwanikwa ivo vachiparura hurongwa we$1.9 billion wekubatsira panyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid-19 tinoona kuti muno muAmerica vanhu vanodaudzira 500,000 zvinoreva kuti $500,000 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri uyezve vaJoe Biden vakasvitsa mazuva avo 50 vave muofisi vachitaura ivo kuti pamazuva avo 100 vachange vada kuona $100 million dzabayiwa kuvanhu asi vari kuti izvi vachagona kutozozviita vasvika pamazuva 60 semaonero avo saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pazvo tamboona zvakare Columbus Mavhunga uyo anoshandira iye VOA ari kuZimbabwe achitiratidza iye mamiriro akaita kubayiwa kwenhomba pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe achitaura iye kuti pane vazhinji vane mibvunzo yekuti nhomba iyi inofamba sei kunyange hazvo pari zvino takaona kuti kuri kunyanya kubayiwa vanowanikwa ivo vachishanda muzvipatara vana mukoti vanova madokta nemafrontline workers anosanganisira zvakare vatapi venhau saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano gidi
and you know this week Nelson Chamisa came out you know guns blazing and he was saying that you know there's a lot that is going wrong in Zimbabwe but he noted also that you know at the end of the day the opposition to play a critical role in making sure that the social, economic, and political transformation in Zimbabwe. You noted that the opposition is united, you know, but many people will actually argue and say that's not true. But at the end of the day, he said what he said, and I think we can listen to what he actually said at a meeting, you know, to sort of like revise what the opposition has done over the years. Here he comes.
Assume that a leader is struggling, and it's to assume that the leader is the one who is the alpha and omega of what the people must do. Let us take back the struggle to where it belongs, in the hands of the people. The country we want to see is in our hearts and in our hands, and we can only unleash it for future generations and for ourselves when we begin to all act, not as politicians, not as trade unions, not as churches, but as citizens. So the bottom line is for us to go back to our common denominator, that which unites us, being citizens of Zimbabwe. And we need to be united as citizens. That's why I said this is not about ZANU, this is not about MDC, this is not about the old, the young, it's about everybody. Because our common destiny is under threat. Our common future has been jeopardized, and we need to rescue it. We are a lost nation, we are a broken nation, we need to discover ourselves. And to discover ourselves, we need unity. So that is the different thing that we are going to see. This is no longer about MDC being the big party or ZCT being the bigger brother. This is about all of us being united and having a common platform. And citizens united can never be defeated. No army, no weaponry, no armory can stand when the people say enough is enough. You know, the nation and ourselves, this whole notion that MDC is divided, there's no division. The people are united. We are united. The fact that you have a few individuals who, out of their own cases of convenience, choose to go the other side does not make us divided. You are talking about names you are mentioning. They have chosen to side with those who are oppressing us. It has nothing to do with the unity of our people. Zimbabweans are united. They know what they want. And I told you, don't make the mistake of confusing or conflating MDCT and MDC Alliance. It's like ZANU-PF and ZANU-PF. They are two separate institutions. We are two separate institutions. Let MDCT go and contribute to the liberation of Zimbabwe. We are contributing. That is the end of the story. So don't waste time on things that are not really issues. Because the people are united. We in the leadership in the alliance are united. And we are uniting with other progressive forces. That is what matters. And don't really focus to say, no, we are united, and you see the unity of the people when we start acting.
I heard, yes, what Mr. Chamisa was saying, but remember also today, ZANU-PF also came out guns blazing.
Yes.
They also called a press conference in which they were denouncing what Mr. Chamisa was saying, saying that, you know, they literally do not believe in whatever it is that he's saying.
Yes, there's a statement from Simon Kayamoyo who was saying, you know, all what Mr. Chamisa was saying It's just what, hey, nothing is going to come out of what he believes is the direction of the government. So now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Passmore Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So tell us about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. So we are right there in the capital city. So what is going on a year after COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization?
All I can say in the capital city, Harare, is that we have so many people celebrating. People are happy that now the president has tried to relax some of the regulations of COVID-19, that we are so many people from, you know, continuing with their business in the CBD. Especially the informal sector, we see that so many people are now operating. They understand that there is COVID-19, it kills them all, but there are people that say that it's better to you die of COVID-19 than just the dying of, you know, hunger. They need to fend for their children and families and stuff. So I think right now we're in a situation where people are just trying to survive, trying to make sure that they continue with the businesses as usual. Those that were, you know, at home, not doing nothing, not making any progress, they are now happy that at least the government has tried to understand. The government has relieved them. They are now relieved, you know, being able to do businesses and stuff. But we still know that there are people dying of COVID-19, and we have people trying to practice all these measures that were put by the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization to make sure that we prevent ourselves from COVID-19. But I think the situation is that we have people trying to survive, but in a way you find that we are also exposed to COVID-19.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead there.
Kuma mukatisana ngurutu kwakamira sei panyaya ye COVID-19 imomo tinonzwa ndabotaura nevamwe pachirongwa che Let's Talk vari muHarare imomo vanga vari kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti vanhu vanenge vakanganwa vanoti kana vasvika pane mapurisa ndipo pavanopfeka masi asi kana pasina mapurisa vanhu vari kungofamba zvavo vachiita kunge hakuna COVID. Kwakamira sei zvinhu zvamuri kuona?
Ndizvo zvomave tinoona kuti isusu panguva yekuti mapurisa vanoshiya kana ndevanhu kuti kana usina kupfeka mask unowana uchipuwa chicharafu, unokwanisa kubhadharisa mari yaunobhadharisa ipapo kana kunzi unosungwa woendeswa kucamp. Asi katinoona kuti vanhu vanenge vachiti zviri nani kuti tiwanike tichifa necovid-19 pane kuti tife nenzara mudzimba. Tambenge takagara mudzimba tisiri kushanda, tisiri kusevenza, tisiri kuita mabasa taisiita kuti vawane kurarama. Asi kana mutungamiri wenyika kubva pavakanyevenesa ndingati mitemo yecovid-19, tikuona kuti vakawanda vari kufara nazvo, vakawanda vachidzokera mabasa kwavo. Tarisa isusu vanozvishandira ndingati the informal sector, vakawanda vari kutengesa mudhorobha imo mumalokesheni matinogara umu, zvinhu zviri kufamba. Asi kuti mapurisa ndivo vari kuedzawo nepavanogona napo kuti vange vachikondrola. Asi COVID iripo, vanhu vanozviziva chose kuti inouraya, vanoedza zvese. Asika ndepapi paungakwanisa kuti uzvidzivirire mucovid kana uri mupublic transport, tingati muna zipo? Social distancing yatinokurudzira kuti tinge tichiite tichiita haikwanisi kunge ichibuda sezvainofanirwa kuti iite, because uri mupublic transport. Ndingati ndoo zviripo.
So looking at how things are going in Harare, do you think that people are still following COVID regulations, Mr. Ndlovu?
Oh, I can't say they are following, but all I can say is that they understand that COVID kills. Like I said, that with a lot of things that make people even not to be following COVID-19, like I said, the situation does not allow you to be in a place where you can follow all the regulations gives.
Yes, thank you so much. You can mute your phone now. So let's turn to Mr. Bongani Mazwi-Mkhwananzi. Mr. Bongani Mazwi-Mkhwananzi is a member of a Zimbabwean group that is in South Africa. It's called the Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. They represent many Zimbabweans in that country. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tume. Thanks to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Before we talk about King Zwelithini, the tragic death of the King of the Zulus, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's a year now since, WHO declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. So now, from that time up to today, how have people been surviving in that country, in South Africa? That is, Zimbabweans living there.
And look, for Zimbabweans, it has been quite a very difficult time. Zimbabweans in South Africa, as we have mentioned quite a few times, are quite dependent. Mostly they work in the hospitality sector and these other sectors that found themselves locked down and people could not go to work. So people have faced difficulties, including losing loved ones to COVID-19, which would be exacerbated by the hardship of repatriation of bodies, with some people lacking documentation so much that it makes it even harder. It's only harder to repatriate somebody even when you have documentation. It is even harder when you don't have documentation and you are under lockdown. We found that a lot of people could not pay their rent, but some of the landlords were not adhering to the lockdown regulations, which prescribe that someone cannot be evicted during this lockdown. But some people were reporting to us that they were being evicted or threatened with eviction because they could not pay their rent, they could not go to work. Food became an issue. As we have previously come on show and shown that we made efforts, we sent out an SOS to get people to donate food so that we do food parcel distributions, which we have done to a few hundred, up to around 2,000 or so people. But this has not been enough. There is a large contingent of our people in South Africa, and many may not even have access to us or knowledge about us, and we only have so much of resources to be able to assist everyone. We are very happy, although that the government managed to relent after a court case by a group that challenged the COVID-19 facility that was only being granted to South Africans, and it was now extended to migrants as well. So this was quite welcome. Although in the same light, the government had already extended, the South African government had already extended the help that was coming through the Solidarity Fund. So we received through Africa Awake some of the parcels that had come from that fund. So this has been the situation. People have suffered a lot. They have lost loved ones. They have lost livelihoods, and they are still locked down. They have not seen families in a while. Most people have their families back at home. Some would have normally been maybe traveling monthly or like that, and they have not managed to do this in a long, long while.
Yeah, in a sense, we have to have to be able to be able to be ikakhulu abangasasebenziyo labanye nje umuntu uyesaba lokuthi angene emphakathini. Kunjani khonapho nxa sikhangela abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa?
Bahlulukelwe kakhulu Dube abantu. Kunzima. Kuba nzima kakhulu uma ungumuntu okhutheleyo kodwa ungasakwazi ukuvunyelwa ukuthi uphumele ngaphandle nawe uyeziphandela. Kuba nzima kakhulu ngoba abantu bevinjelwe emakhaya kwathiwa kunesinto into ophumayo emsebenzini. Abantu abaningi labo abasebenza ema-restaurant uthole ukuthi lawo ma-restaurant avaliwe, abantu abasebenza around i-liquor industry bathole ukuthi sekunama-restrictions amaningi. Even ngalesi sikhathi kusasenama-curfew, izitolo lezi abasebenza kizo azisavulwa as much as it were kudala. Okunye ukhangele ukuthi abanye ngabomaidi, umuntu usuka yena engumaid athole ukuthi yena owakhe umqhashi usencishiselwe iholo lehliswa, usekufike kwizinga lokuthi naye lwana mqhashi mhlawumbe akasasebenzi laye uvalelwe, kasakwazi naye ukuthi amholise lo, sokumele nabo naye ahlale phansi. So kube nzima kakhulu ebantwini abaningi. Singasabali nje ubunzima bezomnotho, abanye balahlekelwe izihlobo zabo. Bekunzima kakhulu. Size sangenela, ngingabalisa umzekeliso othizana nje abantu abangawukhangelela phansi. Kwaba nemuli yasebhinga eyalahlekelwa ngabantu abane ngemva kokuphuza utshwala obasekungathi kutho ukuthi kungalunganga bababulala. Ngumzekeliso nje ongakhanya uthe phecelezi, kodwa
yiyo i-effect ye-lockdown le sizwe sayibona ngamehlo ukuthi nakhona nje abantu sebevalelekile laba debefisa ukuzidokozisa ngotshwala besebenza bekulanda kuyo kuze kuze kusweleke lamalungu omndeni. Ukukhangele ukuthi umuntu nje even elamaphepha aqondileyo kuba nzima ukuhambisa esidumbu ekhaya nje ngoba kunamaphepha amaningi okumele aprocess. Ngaleso sikhathi besekunzima kakhulu ngoba ngapha uvalelwe ngapha mhlawumbe uthole ukuthi lowo muntu akala namaphepha. Ngapha ziyascreenwa isidumbu ukuthi ungazila COVID konke lalokhu lalokhu. Ngapha nje abanye mhlawumbe abalala wamapholisi omasingcwabisane into ezinjalo izimali kazisekho. Hayi kube nzima kakhulu. Namanje kusakhozini.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana bamkhwalazi marvelous.
Maybe if you can just tell us, ahead, you're in South Africa, how are people receiving the COVID-19 vaccine? We've seen even here in the United States, people are still skeptical about taking the COVID-19 virus, COVID-19 vaccine, including Zimbabwe. What about there in South Africa?
Currently, what we know is that the vaccine is currently still being distributed to healthcare and first-line workers. As far as I know, currently this has not yet been extended to the general populace. The plan, as we have heard, is that it will soon be extended to the general populace. The attitude so far has been that people seem to be willing to be taking the vaccine. Yes, there is a few skeptics, people who are thinking this is a 666 thing, some conspiracies, etc. But then people have the right to be skeptical about things that are known. It's a bit of a natural thing. Christian groups, I'm sorry to say, I have spoken to one or two people who believe that, look, this thing they feel is going to be imposed on them. But government has come out, the president of South Africa was very clear that no one will be forced to take the vaccine. It is only encouraged that to gain herd immunity, people should take the vaccine so that the more people are inoculated, the less spread of that disease, the speed of spread. And the chances of survival are high when someone's body has acquired its defense towards this disease and learned how to deal with the virus.
Thank you so much. Apotrukuns, Wamiyarikani Veli, Warthora, Iwo, Warthi, South Africa. Vachiti, Iwo, Nyayaye, Numba, Sefu, Ziyokwa, Waparishu, Numba, Iwo, Chirikuba, Iwa, Kunava, Namukoti, Nema, Doctors, Nivamweo, Ma Frontline Workers, Vachiti, Asi, Vajinji, Vamo, Warthi, Tambira, Kuti, Numba, Iya, Kanaka, Kutuwa, Tumana, Wawane, Iwo, Head Immunity. Asi, Kozi, Ito, Wamwe, varikuita sei zvirikuitwa ikoko noku America kuti vano varikutaura zvakawanda pamusoro penhomba iyoyi pane zvavanenge vakuona pazvidhiti kana ma WhatsApp group zvavari kuti izvo asi mutungamiri we South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa vakaedza kuti vataure vanhu kuti parikudiwa herd immunity inoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vakabaiwa nhomba iyi vanozogona kuzvidzivirirawo uyezve kuti chirwere ichi chikapinda masoja emumiri anokwanisa kuzochirwisa kuitira kuti munhu asashaye uyezve kuti tisazomubate zvakasimbarara saka ndivo zvavari kutaura uyezve tiri kuenderera mberi tichiona kuti zvakamira sei pamusoro pedenda iroro recovid-19.
Yes, we also have Reverend Raphael Mtombeni who is in Dallas, Texas, who actually says, you know, COVID-19 has been very, very devastating. Let's hear what he's saying about this disease.
Umkhuhlane lo COVID-19 ube umkhuhlane ohlasela umhlaba wonke ngo-2020. Kuyatshengiseka sibili ukuthi akukho igumbi lomhlaba eliseleyo elingazange lithintwe yilo umkhuhlane. Kuyakhangeleka sibili ukuthi kuyamangalisa ukuthi amazwe wonke lalabo abangathi bayaphika abanjengabo North Korea abathi kabazange bawuthole lo mkhuhlane kuyakhanya nje ukuthi hayi ngamanga okufihla nje konoko ukuthi nxa abantu bengabantu laba abafihla izinto zabo umuntu uyafihla zafihlela ukufa kuhlanganisile sibili umhlaba le i-COVID-19. ikakhulu isimangalise kakhulu ukuchaya amazwe amakhulu la anothileyo anjengabo United States of America o Germany o Britain Amazon la azibiza ngokuthi wona anothile ang 7 yikho ke kukhanya ngathi phakathi kwawo la amazwe kuchayile sibili umkhuhlane lo uchayile sibili lapha eUnited States njengoba namhla kulilanga lokuthi kwanomnyaka badeclare ukuthi khona iCOVID-19 ingumkhuhlane oyipandemic kubonakala sokufe abantu abadlula inkulungwane ezi 500,000 abantu asebefile ngawonalo umnyaka phakathi kwe 12 months zonezi kuqalisa last year ngelanga lalamhla kusiya ngelanga lalamhla ngo 2021 kube into emangalisayo sibili kakhulu ngoba okwandileyo ukuthi amazwe la anothileyo abe yiwo akhanya engahluthwa izinto lezi abe yiwo abazama ukuthi babuyele amajekiseni lawo bese behla bathengisele kumbe banike labo amazwe la angela notho enkulu kodwa ke kukhanya ngathi kuchaye wona sibili kakhulu kakhulu sibili abanye bebesitsho nje khona lapha besithi bona abantu abafileyo nge-COVID-19 badlula khatshana ababulawa yi-AIDS ngoba i-COVID-19 ingathi layo yinto yokwenziwa.
So that is the Reverend Raphael Mtombeni. So what he's saying is that, you know, COVID-19 hit very hard developed nations. So he's citing USA and others. And he's saying, you know, it's strange why it hit them so hard, you know. So, but maybe there are many, many reasons for that. So we're also joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Busani Muso Mtini and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Mr. Mtini first, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jerry. How are you? Johnny, that was marvelous.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Go ahead,
Mama. Let me just ask you, Mr. Mtini. We see that New York was really the epicenter of this COVID-19 virus at one stage here in the United States. How does it stand now? What's going on?
Right now, I think we are not out of the woods yet because we are still averaging about 7,000 new cases daily. When I look at the numbers now, I think they're just as bad as they were, I think, back in, I'll say, April of last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are not as bad as we did around, I think, around January, we were hitting about 14,000 average a day of new cases. But right now, we are down to about 7,000, you know, cases average. And in terms of deaths, we have had about 48,000 people die in the whole state of New York. Total cases in New York is like 1.7 million. So you can tell that, you know, New York is very populated. So, you know, there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of chances of people spreading, you know, COVID-19. As you can tell, I think New York accounts for almost 10% of the U.S. Total deaths. In New York, and mainly it's like New York City and other, you know, very populated metropolitan areas. But for the most part, yes, New York has been hit very hard.
Yeah, so I was born with a New York number, Joe Sito, HIVS, Logoso. What a car, I want to Batti, Mapilanjan, Longoso, Akuma, Stangela, Wutilina, Elling Up a Mazwin, in anyone that serves Mali, there's GNL. So is kwami lapha bamenja nabantu ekhona ngale khaya njalo banqathisa kangana
ekhaya abantu bamadasadasa duye ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu abasebenzi abaningi labade bethengisa kwathi ukuthengisa bebengavunyelwa ukuthi beyethengisa so nesengibona abantu abaningi bekwenzwa ayengebaziyo ayezifuyo sembo labantu esikade bayithengisa inkomo bethengisa inyama wesikade azokuyadvertise ukuthi hayi kulesi chebo bantu njengelana ama-custom. So sometimes I spread kuma-message kuma-network la ukuthi hayi madoda ngifuna ingane ekhaya ukuthi yethiwa abantu kulo muntu onje olesi chebo. We've seen that happening more often. Kodwa abantu abaningi vele abavele bengasebenzi ade besebenza ukuzithengisa izinto bebevele sozindlala kuphela. So wesikhathi bese sithenga ama-grocery isikhathi esiye ngokuthumela abantu ukuthi beyedilivela ama-grocery lokusiba nzima ngoba normal omalayitsha bebengasebenzi. So that was probably ukuthumela abantu bethenge khona bekhaya belengakuthenga. But hayi abantu abaningi sebekhaya bekukubi. But into enhle ukuthi khathesi anisho isikhathi sesihlobo abantu abaningi kade belimile. So bayasupplimenta ezinye izinto ngabathengela amafutha, isawudo lethukela okuningi hhayi bala makhomani balo mumbu bekwanisa ukuthi nje bezityalo ntolozikhathi ngaleyo nje.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe let's go to Pasman Lovo before we go to Skumbuzo.
Let me just quickly translate what Samantini said in Shona. But name Yarkan Wedvansini, where New York works out ahead. She went to COVID-19, Chichili Chakasunga, Shako, New York, Nikoko, Asarbuta or Parisian, or Arkona Pujin, Shafenda, Shisa Nani, and it is known out in New York, Fanguaya Fura, and Womangamaka Punya Chisiro, she went to Chicha COVID-19. Tikaitenda kuna pass more vanhu vovhu muripo here apa.
Yes, go ahead, pass more. I think pass more is there. Pass more, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now, please.
Yes, go ahead, say.
Okay. Yeah, and ndachida kumbobvunzawo kuti saka semaonero ako iwewe vanhu vari kuwana here dzidzo yakakwana pamusoro pe nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 yamunyika parizvino yakabva kuChina iyi.
Ndikati padzidziso ye vaccine ndosandikati vakawanda havasati vaziva kana kunzwisisa kuti zviri kufamba sei. We see kuti vanhu vakawanda they are still skeptical, havasati vada kudayira kubayiwa nhomba. Tinoona vakawanda vachitarisa kuti hanzi zvoniko ivo vakuru uko tine vari kubayiwa here kana kuti havasi. Takaona isusu pakabuda mutevedzeri mutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vachibayiwa vakawanda vanga vakuedza kuita sekuzvinzwisisa here kuti aiwa tinokwanisa kungobayiwawo, asi kuti tichiona kuti pane vakawanda vari kuramba vachizengurira kuti handingabayiwe nhomba. We also see some people saying that vaccine iri kubayiwa iri kuratidza kuti iri kubva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana and we see kuti ine imhando dzakasiyana-siyana ndezvipi zvingaitika kwatiri uye anogona kunge abayiwa iyi, you know, something like that. So I think people are still skeptical panyaya yekubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 and tinodayira kuti kana kuti hurumende inokwanisa kuti iwedzere zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vanhu nekumaruwawo tichitarisawo mavillages kuti tinoona kuona kuti information yakawanda pamusoro penhomba iri kunyorwa muchirongo Ndevele and Shona. Asi tinoona kuti pane mamwe macommunities those that are in the remote areas like Kumam ndikataura kuchiredzo uko Dishangani communities tikatarisa kuBinga the Tonga those communities vanokwanisa kunge na information prope nhomba yevaccine ino ye.
So now, let's turn to Mr. Mlalazi. Babu Mlalazi, sa kumuke lo mkhelo ba?
Minya bingelela, bafuwe tlonke no, tatwetu Marvelous, na Zimbabwe nje jele.
Yes, sa kumuke la sivilo kuhlelo. So ke, akuthi uthi kona ngapho ke eBritani, ulibambe njani umkhuhlane lo? So kuwenele phela umnyaka sibili, wafika ngqi, umnyaka abantu betshaya iCOVID. So, kuhamba njani?
Yeah, liqiniso lelo Dube. This Chinese virus is an invisible enemy and it's causing scare havoc in the nation.
Not coronavirus, but you're calling Chinese virus like the former US President Donald Trump, right?
Everybody knows this thing started in China. So if you look at the variants now, they are saying it's a South African variant. So I think it's appropriate for us to call it Chinese virus. It's recorded. It's a non-fact.
Go ahead.
So, I'm saying, as a black person speaking from someone like me who comes from a rural area, I speak Kalanga. And then I want to thank the brother who just finished talking to say the message is not being carried loudly. And I would say, in a simple, umlayezo nje ebantwini ukuthi ufikelele ebantwini bakithi ufika ukukhulunywa ngama-politicians. Angithi yabona ama-politicians uma kungabe ukhuluma ubaba webandla ukuthi ukhokele ibandla elinje, abantu balalele into kunye ne-politicians. So I think kuzoba appropriate uma ngabe mhlawumbe kukhulume kakhulu ama-health experts, kube yibo abantu abahambisa umlayezo kakhulu ngokuthi ebantwini bakithi i-vaccine lay la ephuma khona is being tested and is being proven ukuthi asiyonto engalimazi abantu. Mina ngilaye e-England baba Dube, I was taken on the queue ukuthi ngigijime ngithathe i-vaccine. I want to die like a fool. Ngoba iBhayibhile abalibalayo bathi bona my people perish because they lack knowledge. So i-knowledge yona leyo ukuthi okungavulaleyo yikuphi bantu bakithi. Mina ngithathile i-vaccine, so I'm due for the second dose. I think it's due in few days from now because it's only 18. So maungananzelela ikakhulu into ezihlungu entezweni elifana elincane njengezimbabwe. Benginanzelela ukuthi abantu emhlubulweni wakithi lapho esihlala siphila kakhulu ngokuthenga izinto nokudla kwethu kuvela emazweni afana ne-South Africa, Botswana namazwe njengomakhelwane. Ma kufika i-COVID-19 amabhoda avala abantu bakithi into zilayishwa ngabantu abantwana base-South Africa abafana nabantu labathwala izimpato malayisha. Bese kuvalwa kuthiwa abantu bengakhoshi i-border but ama-trucks ama-companies amakhiwa they allowed to bring food and things ngentengo abazifunayo. So they are being crippled njengabantu bamnyama. Inkokheli zethu angikwazi ukuthi siye kube nentuthu engakanani ezingayiboniyo ukuthi ngesikhathi kwenzakala i-COVID-19 amazwe amakhulu akuklina kakhulu ngokuthi thengisela amazwe amancane izinto. Khona manje ungananzela ama-mask yagqoka abantu bezimbabwe avele e-China. Khonokho kubonisa khona ukuthi it's a man-made enemy as a destroyed world. I don't think so. That's my own opinion. That's why abantu bafana babu Trump is the Chinese virus. Because ngendlela efike ngayo, I know it has been predicted. There's going to be a pandemic. Maybe in every 100 years, it's something, it's known by aspect who means there will be a pandemic and that, but this one is it's suspicious, man. It's questionable. That's why we say my politicians are still not satisfied with how is this thing spreading and how the behavior. For the man, you see what if they are trying to deal with it, maybe in a country like England where they are experts, they will come up, say there's a Brazilian variant, there's a South African variant, behaving in a different way. Now people are stuck in countries like maybe international travelers. You cannot go anywhere. You are stuck here. If you come back in a country like United Kingdom, you land here and you are coming from a country like Zimbabwe where in a band of less than 100,000 coming to a high-risk country. You are being punished with coming from a low-risk country. So you see the level of dealing with this COVID-19, it's really unfair. And the way they're explaining this thing called COVID-19, that's why abantu besafuna ukuthi ba understand ukuthi what is it that is going to control this COVID-19. That's why abantu bakithi, especially black people, they still don't want to take the vaccine. I think ikhona kwengibona ubona kwambona.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikhatshana. Let's turn to another issue here, marvelous. Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini kabheka uZulu has died. According to Reuters News Agency, Zwelithini was 72, died in a hospital in KwaZulu-Natal province, where he was admitted last month for diabetes treatment. Though his role was largely ceremonial, Zwelithini was revered by his people and had vast influence over millions of Zulus. So let's turn to Mr. Mkwananz. This is sad news indeed for South Africans and the world over, you know. So what's the take on the death of, the king?
This is some of the saddest news that we've had this year.
The passing away of the of His Majesty King Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu comes at a time when the nation, the Zulu nation in particular, and other Nguni nations who subscribe to Nguni culture and can trace their roots to KwaZulu, are faced with serious challenges, including lockdowns, coronavirus, and the upheaval in the world in general, economically, etc. We would like, as the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, to pass our most heartfelt condolences to abantu abonke basendlu nkulu na so sonke isizwe sakwaZulu. The king assisted us as Zimbabwe community, South Africa, in particular as an organization, a lot during the documentation processes when we were still doing informal negotiations. We would approach him, and he would facilitate so that we get some of these meetings that we would need to present our case to a lot of people who would then influence how this is presented to other counterparts of theirs, such that now that people who have documentation, many might not know that he had a huge participation. Even in our last gala dinner that we did, he had sent one of the directors at Home Affairs there to attend our gala dinner in order to speak about his sentiments of feeling that it was easier for non-Africans to be accorded documentation in South Africa, worse more than Africans in general. And he was referring to abantu bakamzilikazi in particular, and people from Zimbabwe, that these are people that are descendants of the Zulu nation that he felt had been treated very unfairly. A lot of issues have been raised with him. So for us, it's not an abstract matter where a certain king somewhere has passed. This is a king who has come to our aid and has extended his hand. Some may remember that in, I think it was 2015, statements were alluded to the king that he had said the foreigners must go. And well, I'm not going to truly comment too deeply about that, but I will need to also try to put a bit of a background into the violence that started there, because a lot of people mixed issues. An employer had chased away employees, I think it's in Espingo, where after chasing away the employees who are locals there, he went to grab other employees from the street, and the former employees started to attack those that had in course taken their jobs. That was the start of the violence. And while the other issues were then alluded to as much as yes, we can debate all the other things, but that was the source of the violence. It had really nothing to do with the in essence, hate of a people. This was poor people fighting over jobs. So when we approached him, we went to visit him in Enyogeni during the rich days, and he addressed us, took an opportunity to speak to us, and assured us that he would intervene. And he intervened. He sent Prince Mangosuthu to Buthelezi, and he promised that he wanted to come himself to actually quell the violence. It's a matter of public record, because he even addressed this matter in public during the rich days. If people follow the reports, those videos. So to us, this is a very sad loss indeed.
Marvelous.
Apo tiri kunzwa munyarikani wedu vachitaura kuti aiwa vakashaya ava vachaunge vachirangarirwa nemamwe mabasa avakabata vachibatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogare mumwe muSouth Africa, vachiti vakatoshanda nesangano ravanomiriremo muSouth Africa vachibatsira panyaya yeimwe mirishonga yakambenge yaitika imomo. And then my question back to you, so what do you personally, what would you remember him for?
Well, I would remember him as a person who was willing to lend an ear. When we went to meet him, in general, it's very hard to meet a king, but he did not make it difficult and he listened to all our issues. And one of the interesting things about the king, he was quite a shrewd and intelligent man, and he was very much aware of nearly all the things that we were talking about. So he was a king who is abreast of whatever is being talked about. So to others, it may be an abstract loss to certain people, but if you ask, as you said, personally, this is a human being that I have seen physically. Therefore, it's actually kind of a shock that, oh, well, people, we thought it's just in hospital, it's going to be well, but then it's very sad.
Yes, I want to say that it's a still a seco. So, we must have a family, when one of ubudlelwano bamaZulu labantu abadabuka eZimbabwe kuza kumanjani njengoba ke isilo sesikhotheme
kuba zinyana ngoba ezinsukwini ezedluleyo beluke kwadabuka futhi udlame lapha eHillbrow kulokuhlaselana kodwa izinduna bese zike zakhuza kuhanjiwe kwakhulunyiswana nezinduna zakwaZulu nezinduna ezimele abantu bakithi lapha ukuthi udaba lodlame lukade soluphetheka kalugwenywe. Sethembeke ukuthi ngokukhothama kwesilo abantu bazokunanzelela futhi ukuthi singabantu banye ekuphetheni kwendaba futhi ngeke size silwisaniswe yizigebengu ezixhwalileyo emphakathini wethu. Nathi singamatabezulu asizifuni lezi zigebenga, nathi sizifuna ngamehlo abomvu ukuthi kazibothe zihanjiswe emthethweni ziyefa kwamacala zingene enkantolo zijeziswe ziye emajele. Siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi abantu bazothe bathobe kudlule ukutshalwa kwenkosi kuqhubeke impilo njengaphambili. Ubudlelwane obukaZulu nathi abamthakazi ngesizo samahlabezulu jikelele nabantu baseZimbabwe sibe kwazi ukuthi ubudlelwane lobu sizobuqhubekisa kanjani nesizwe sikaZulu.
Lina lizahamba-ke lapho eyabekwa khona?
Kusasaza inkulumo phela ngoba kuzomele kuhlelwe kuhlalwe amakomiti. Lolu daba solwenzakale namhlanje. Kuhle kakhulu kodwa ukuthi vele ma kwenzakale isigameko esingaka isizwe sithumele amanxusa, sithumele nabantu abazohamba bayekhalela isizwe sakaZulu. Kuyinto vele eqondiwe kakhulu ukuthi lokho kwenziwe ngoba ubudlelwano bethu kulabo khokho phakathi kusho ukuthi nathi nje siyisizwe ikakhulu seZimbabwe futhi sesikhangela nemisebenzi yakhe ayenze qho kithi eqophe thina esenzela thina kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi simhloniphe kulelo zimo.
Kholo baba uMkhwananzi Marvelous nxa wangena khona. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Pane zvamamafunza muchiti vari kuenda here kunochema mambwa.
Yes, so mbuzile khona kuke kuti vahamba yini kuti are they going. He says they are still, you know, this is at a preparatory stage, you know, in terms of his burial. So normally when a king is buried, there are certain rituals that are conducted, and at the end of the day, nobody will see where he's going to be buried except very close family members. And there's a way that a king is actually buried, and Nkwanazi knows it, you know. It's something that is very sacred.
So maybe let him explain it.
Can you tell people how it's done, some of the things?
Well, some of the sacred rituals are really not things that people will just talk about. These are not general topics, but there's a lot of rituals that will go in preparation for utalwa kwenkosi. We don't say king is buried. I don't know what in English it would be put inkosi iyatshalwa. Kusho ukuthi ngoba isikhothene ivamele itshalwe ekutshalweni kwayo lapho ke ziningi imfihlo ezizoyenzeka ngemikhuba yasendlunkulu nemkhuba kaZulu. What is very important is that all people that are in mourning must then stand guided by Indlunkulu, the royal family, who will sure keep on announcing what is the next phase of what and what then must happen. The Royal Household is a fully functional institution. We have no doubt in its capacity to carry on this very huge task. I'm sure they are up to it.
Thank you so much. Now I think we are coming to the end of the program. We are only remaining with 4 minutes. So let's turn to Mr. Ntini. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Mr. Ntini, Shona, if you can maybe also just weigh in on what we've been discussing about.
No, I think Sosulele is still also my Bandla Onke, Sukalela Umteni, Sukalela Bandwa Ozulu. Siyananzelela ukuthi ube yi-longest serving monarch, sobe umuntu oqakathekileyo kakhulu, umuntu ade unifya i-kingdom yabantu yabaZulu lamanye ama-tribe nje endaweni zonke. Siyazi ukuthi ube very cultural icon njalo eyi-ambassador ye-kingdom yamaZulu. You know, ube umuntu ade consultwa ngama-presidents, bebethi nxa kule kulama development program abathe sizakala endaweni yakwaZulu ebe umuntu otshengiswayo into okumele zizakale. So engikuthembayo mina ukuthi ngithemba ukuthi wofulike kule succession plan ekhanyayo ukuthi akuze kube lokulwa phakathi kwabantwana kumbe laba abazayo ukuthi kufuna ukuthi bethathe isikhundla. Asithembeni ukuthi konke kuzasihamba kuhle alale ngokuthiwe.
Yes, olufana nesilungu khonokho.
You know, the tree, I guess they say the tree has fallen. He was a very important guy in the Zulu kingdom. He's one guy that unified the kingdom. He's the longest serving monarchy. We know that the monarchies were started in 1816 in South Africa, and he actually served for the longest time. Not that he started in 1816 himself, but he's one of the few that has held that position for a long time. We know that he was known for promoting the culture of the Zulu people and the culture of South Africa in general. He's a king that was consulted by the presidents in South Africa, and we are hoping that there is a good succession plan in place, that there won't be any issues with whoever that will succeed him.
Thank you very much. Maybe let's have Pasmo with his last word. Pasmo, are you still there? Quiet, Pasmo.
Okay, I would like to reiterate that the need for the translation of COVID-19 messages for the minority groups in Zimbabwe, since we have skipped in languages, but we see that the messages that we have mainly in the common languages, English, Ndebele, and Shona.
Maybe multiple formats when you could consider Panesha Murkuta or Asian COVID-19.
Ndikutaura zvangu kuti panofanirwa kunge paine mashoko edzidziso kana kuti ndingati dzidziso yakawanda yepamusoro pecovid-19 munyika yese tichitarisa ndudzi dzakawanda dzakasiyana siyana, kusiri kuti tinowana dzidziso mumalanguages anonyanya kuzikanwa akaita seya ndataura.
Ye, posa rokucina baba Mlalazi, 10 seconds baba, vala kona pakwa.
Mine is gonna be about the king. The man who occupied the throne of the black man occupied the throne of our culture as black people. Ubaba uZeltini kwinkosi yabantu bamnyama. Ikhothami inkosi ngoba ungananzelela abantu laba akuthiwa ngamaZulu bekhokhelwa uyubaba uZeltini. Unganoma ungayezandiya isandaki yonke nje batholakala labo bantu.
Yeah, so I think 30 minutes is up, Baba Mlalazi. Yes, cool. So on that note, we wish to take this opportunity to take our guests, Mr. Pasmo Ndlovu, Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, Mr. Busani Mosontini, and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
I'm a Kusanganya who in Washington, D.C. and she's seen moving a weekend via Kanaka.
Goodbye.